Alisa Ali live at Bonnaroo 2015, and I am backstage with Afi Jervenin, aka Bahamas. Afi is Jervenin. Can I say that? Jervenin is Afi.
Yeah, for sure. That's so many iterations of confusing, you know, non-North American names to go through. So
Bahamas is Afi. Afi is Bahamas.
Yeah, sure.
Just get it through.
It was an attempt. It didn't really work out. You know, I still get a lot of Alfie and AP and AC.
ACDC.
AFDC is a good one.
Ooh.
That's a sort of cover band that I've been holding on to. We haven't rehearsed yet. In fact, nobody knows it exists. I didn't even know it exists until this moment. But it started today, and you guys were all here at the birth of AFDC. So
I'm actually also in the band. I don't know why you're telling me, like, I don't know.
Fast forward 15 years from now, we're headlining Bonnaroo. It's great.
Well, Slayer's playing this year.
Absolutely.
So maybe we could open for Slayer.
That'd be good.
That would be good. But you've got your own show happening.
Yeah.
At Bonnaroo.
Yep.
Is this your first time playing Bonnaroo?
It's my first time playing my own music. I've been here before with other band, but yeah, nice to be back and you know, just sort of try and stay sane.
Okay. I know this is radio, so I'll describe Afi for you. He looks cool as a cucumber.
Let me describe. I basically look like a watermelon. I didn't realize it. My wife got this shirt at a church sale for 25 cents, believe it or not. It's Yves Saint Laurent, which is a French designer, I'm told. But it's actually quite nice cotton, and I thought it's got a... It's like, I didn't realize it. I've been masquerading as a large for many years, but I'm actually an XL. So I just accepted the fact that I was an XL, suddenly I was much more comfortable, you know, and the shirt is just sort of have a billowing quality to it. So basically, I'm a big sort of flowing, billowing watermelon, pink and green. And I caught a glimpse of myself in the mirror on the way out the hotel room, and I probably should have done something about it. But here I am describing myself to your listeners, and probably they're switching the station right now.
No. See, if you would have just let me handle the descriptor, people would have thought.
It's true. You're a professional. What am I doing?
No, you're just too humble. You're just too humble. Does your wife do all your shopping?
Well, I'm probably like most men. You just get clothes until they literally break. So... You know, I've had the same things in rotation for several years. I'm probably due for a new, you know, wardrobe update or modernization. I'm not sure what they're selling now, but I would imagine it's the same overpriced T-shirt. So I'm pretty good with the ones I have.
You're rocking somewhat of a 50s style right now.
I love the 50s. Yeah. I think everything. I like the guitars from the 50s. I love cars from the 50s. I think the aesthetic in that period was really good for pretty much everything, except for food. I think food's come a long way.
Sure,
you know,
has.
You look at some of the stuff that Don Draper was eating in the 50s.
You look like Don Draper.
Don't say that.
Why?
Don't tell people that. Well, I don't know.
He's
isn't he supposed to be? He's a pretty. He's a hunk.
He's a handsome
right?
guy. You're a handsome guy, Afi.
I'm
Come
a sad
on.
Hunk.
What's better than that? Sad hunk. Hey,
sad
you know
hunk.
What? Speaking of a sad hunk, you do an amazing cover of John Lennon's "Jealous Guy."
I just did it.
I know.
Yeah, I was feeling it. I thought, that's a good song. I'll do that.
That's a sad hunk song, Jealous Guy.
I love that song. I love that song. I think, you know, he does it in such a sort of heartbreakingly straight way. And in a way, like, I can't do that because, A, I'm not that sad.
Uh-huh. And you're not that jealous.
So I kind of have to make it probably too, you know, unnecessarily messy and busy with the guitar. But I like playing it. It's a beautiful song. I love the lyrics. I love the sentiment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who would you rather be, the Beatles or the Rolling Stones? Which, by the way, that is a quote from a Metric song. Those are probably good friends of yours, fellow Canucks.
I know those guys. Yeah,
of course
absolutely.
You do.
Yeah.
That's a quote from one of their songs.
Is it?
Give Me Sympathy. So I will put the question to you. I assume you would pick Beatles.
Wow. Well, there's just so many ways to look at that, you know. Do you look at it from a publishing perspective? You know, I mean, the record royalties, I think the Beatles signed them away. I think Michael Jackson's estate owns them now. So I think I'd probably rather be the Stones, you know, just so I could...
Just for money?
Just for money. Let's just...
Purely money-based.
Yeah, purely money. And the fashion, too. I mean, I feel like my watermelon outfit would go better in the Stones camp. I feel like if I was in the Beatles, Paul would be like, you have to change your shit. At least cut the color off.
And you're like, I paid 25 cents for this color.
Yeah, exactly. I want to get my money's worth out of it.
So you are going to play the big stage at you're going to play a tent at Bonnaroo.
Let's be honest. I'm not playing the big stage today, ladies and gentlemen. Playing in a tent.
Listen, guys, yeah. he's wearing a 25 cent shirt, all right? He's not doing that well by his
records.
Playing
in a
just
6
kidding.
Person tent.
No. There will be plenty of people at your show.
Yeah.
What I find interesting about Bonnaroo shows, especially with your kind of music, is that which is beautiful. Like, you know, it's a bit mellow, and then, you know, you've got the complete opposite where, like, there's crazy dance party going on. Do you see people who are, like, you know, really in that dance party mode and then, like, dance on into your set wheel, like, with the glow sticks and stuff, and they're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Where am I?
Absolutely, I see that. I mean, I think that's, you
Does
know,
that bother you, or are you cool with that?
It doesn't bother me. I think it's that's exactly what the festival's trying to do, is sort of, you know, appeal to a wide range of people. The best way to do that is to have lots of everything, and they're certainly doing that here. You know, you got Slayer and hip hop and folk music and country music and in a way that sort of reflects people's tastes. You know, I don't think that they're necessarily as segregated as they once were. You know, I think young people especially seem to listen to all types of music, whereas my mom only listens to classical music. You know, if you just mention the word rap to her, I don't even if anybody says rap anymore, but you know, if you say rap, she's like, I don't like that. That's just her immediate response, you know. And I think one of the good things about the modern youth is that they seem to have an open mind for music. So I think Bonnaroo is kind of a representation of that idea.
That is very well put, Afi. And if you are not familiar with his music, you should definitely check it out because it is gorgeous. The new record is Bahamas is Afi, and get your hands on it now if you know what's good for you. Thank you so much
Thank
for
you.
Stopping by.
Thank you.